Greetings, Buccaneer fans. I'm Scott Smith, and this is Buccaneers Insider for Friday, September 13th. We're outside the studio today because we have with us a special guest, a man you all recognize, a man whose name was recently on the preliminary list for the Hall of Fame nominees. Congrats on that. It's John Lynch, of course, the former Buccaneer great. John, we always enjoy having you here on Buccaneers.com, and you're getting to see a lot of the Bucs early this year, huh?
Yeah, we've got them this week. We'll have them next week as well, so the first 3 weeks, and you know, that's always exciting for me. This is a place where I spent a lot of my career and my formative years, and so it's always special, even though this wasn't the facility I got to hang out at. It's still always great to be back here.
Well, you saw us last week. You were there calling that game, and it looked like a win, and then all of a sudden it was a loss, and obviously the bottom line is the L, but as some of you studied it closely, what's your takeaway from that game in terms of, you know, the Bucs going forward?
Well, I think missed opportunities. I think in you know, everything that went down, you can't miss, though, the positive things that happened. Okay. I thought the defense played really well. You know, I think they set a tone that this is going to be a physical group. Kind of reminded me of our old group.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Unfortunately, the rules have changed a little, right. So you have to adjust a little there. But I thought the plays were clean in my mind, and I think they set a tone. There's not going to be too many receivers running freely across the middle without fear, and that's a good thing. I thought the pass rush, Gerald McCoy, I thought was outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't materialize in sacks, but I thought that was good. Offensively, at times, it was good. I think the clear thing offensively is, you know, in today's football, it used to be enough to have one or two good receivers. These days, you need multiple options, and you're going to have a lot of people focusing on 83 and 19. Who else is going to make some plays along with Doug Martin? And it's going to create some opportunities for guys like Kevin Ogletree,
okay. And
they've got to step up.
You know, we talked about it a little bit, and I wanted to ask you because obviously you had a reputation as one of the NFL's hardest hitters while you were playing, and the rules have changed a little bit. How do you feel about this? I mean, as Coach Schiano said today, both the plays by Deshaun and Mark weren't intentional, but perhaps they were rule breakers anyway. Do you have an opinion on how this is unfolding?
Well, you know, I think it's there's so much left out there in terms of you know, what is legal, and it's not clearly defined these days.
Yeah.
So Deshaun's looks like he doesn't use his helmet. He uses his shoulder. You know, it's just it's where the game is now. I've been to the official conferences. They tell the officials to err on the side of caution. So I think the one adjustment you can make a player is just lowering that target. And, you know, it seems kind of counterintuitive. You can do whatever you want down low. So as a player, I think you've got to adjust and do that, still not taking away that aggressiveness, because that's a skill Deshaun brings, and that can impact a game in a huge way.
Well, I'm sure they're working on lowering that target, like you said. Now, just one last thing. You're going to call a game on Sunday against the Saints. That's obviously quite a test for Deshaun and all those guys. You haven't had a chance. I guess you're going to talk to those guys later, right? But I'm sure you've studied them. What do the Buccaneers need to do to be able to slow down Drew Brees? Is it even possible?
Yeah, well, you know, I think that includes a lot of praying. because like Greg said, it's not about stopping them. It's about slowing them down and containing them. You know, ironically, I think in many ways you build to win your division. I think the fact that Goldson here, that Mark Barron's here, that Jonathan Banks is here, that Darrell Revis is here is because of Drew Brees. You're looking for answers for a guy like that. So I think it helps, but it's got to start up front with that pass rush. You can't give him all the time in the world. There's too many weapons, and he's too good at finding the matchup. So I think pressure right up the middle. You know, Gerald's got to present it. Someone else has got to present it. You got to bring pressure. You got to mix it up. And then it's how do you deal with those matchups? They present some unbelievably tough matchups with guys like Jimmy Graham, with Darren Sproles, with Marcus Colston. I mean, the list goes on. He threw to 7 different receivers last week. And so, you know, I think a lot of that's incumbent upon the offense, staying on the field, sustaining long drives. The more nines on the bench for the Saints, the better for the Bucs.
There you go. Well, I'm sure you heard the Bucs reached the ticket sale threshold, so this game will be shown locally, so Buccaneer fans are going to get to hear you call the game. But thanks for spending some time with us here.
Well, thanks a lot, Scott. Always great to be with you.
And that's it for today on Buccaneers Insider, but check out while you're here all the other interviews from the locker room this week of Buccaneer players right here on Buccaneers.com.